and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
So David is trying a new adventure this week.
What?
He's going to be filling in for afternoons, so we're letting him sleep in.
Oh.
And we're also going to plot against him all morning long.
That means that we can mess with him all day.
That's what I'm thinking. I think we call him at some point and try to kind of startle him and say, hey, dude, where are you? We're worried.
Freak him out.
The first thing in the morning, you're more likely to be like, what? Mm-hmm. What's happening?
It happens.
So because our dog now starts waking up at like 3:55 every morning.
And you hate it because your alarm is set to 4:01.
Yeah. And Leslie hates it too because on the weekends, for whatever reason, she hears the dog on the weekends but not during the week. So she'd get up and she stomps across the house to go and get the dog.
But Kaya's sleeping in his own bed now and she's back with... In your bedroom,
well, she's
right?
She's in my bed, yeah.
Right. And so now the dog probably wakes her up too.
Yeah, she hates it. It drives her nuts. You know what I thought about? This is kind of a random observation that I had this morning. Sometimes, you know, you wake up and like random things pop into your head. I'm a little bit disappointed in retailers this year.
Oh, yeah. Why?
The holiday season, you know, we're here basically. Mm-hmm. And people are putting all that stuff out in the stores. Yep. We have not received one holiday catalog at our house.
Really?
Nothing.
Do you think that they just expect us just to get online?
I don't know. Do they even send them anymore?
I think so.
Because don't you remember when we were younger?
I remember.
You got a big old thick catalog and it had everything in there. It had, you know, everything from clothes to tools to toys. And of course, we didn't care anything about the first 3/4 of the deal, but the toy section was awesome.
And you go through and you circle and you turn down pages and you write your list and show mom and dad 1,000 times.
Right. Here's what I want.
I guess now the kids just, go to YouTube and make them watch a video on the toys they want?
It's so backwards from what it used to be. Why can't we go back in time and bring back the old holiday catalogs?
That'd be fun.
Like Toys R Us had a great one.
Oh, Sears.
A great one.
Sears and Roebuck or something like that, wasn't it?
Okay, now we're dating ourselves a little bit. But does anybody even get them anymore? Has anybody received any holiday catalog?
I did get something from Victoria's Secret.
Well, that works. How awkward is that? Let's start the show with that. That's the gift that keeps on giving, right?
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, so today is Monday. It's November the 12th of 2018. And Jonesboro police are investigating a shooting that took place yesterday afternoon in the 1400 block of West Huntington. One person was injured and taken to a hospital.
Fires burning in California have killed at least 31 people. The wildfires have destroyed 7,000 buildings and more than 196,000 acres.
And tonight is the home opener for Coach Mike Bilotto and the A-State men's basketball team. The Red Wolves play Missouri Baptist with tip-off set for 7:30.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So David the Barrel Boy is going to fill in for the afternoon shift today, and I guess all this week. He'll be on 3 until 7. Mm-hmm. So if everybody wants to prank call him, that would be awesome.
Yes. We will post his number.
No. No, the studio number, not his personal number. But can you imagine?
Everyone call between 3 and 7.
Yeah, mess with them and stuff like that. And then just tell them we said to do
it. Yes.
So anyway, David the Barrel Boy will be on 3 to 7 later on today.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the Morning's got you gossip.
The People's Choice Awards were on last night on E! And I like these awards because it's normal people voting for their favorite, like fans and stuff. And it's not one of those panels of people that no one knows.
Right. So you know who wins? People that we know and we've heard of.
Right.
And
that
shows
we like.
That we watch.
Right.
And songs that we like.
Yeah. So there's tons of winners. Here's just a few. Keeping Up with the Kardashians won the favorite reality show. Khloe Kardashian won reality TV show. Star, so I'm sure her sisters are going to have to do something big to try to one-up her.
I'm surprised by that.
I know.
She is likable, but yeah, I didn't figure she'd win, though.
Huge night for Marvel. Avengers Infinity War got a favorite movie and favorite action movie of 2018. Black Panther won 2 awards. The Incredibles 2 won the favorite family movie, which is a great movie. The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon was the late show winner. And in music, our very own Blake Shelton was the top country artist.
All right, the People's Choice Awards last night. I haven't looked at any of the red carpet, have you?
I did a little bit. There was there's some really pretty dresses. I can't give you right off the top of my head, but
who was the best dressed of everybody you saw? Anybody that was like, wow, what a moment.
I think that Mandy Moore looked really pretty.
Yeah, good for her. Hey, check this out. If you're a fan of old school 90s, late 90s, early 2000s music, we got you gossip on a big tour coming to K-Fine Country. the Backstreet Boys.
Hey.
The Backstreet Boys have announced a 2019 tour, and they're going to be coming to Memphis next August.
That'll be great.
So get ready, y'all. Backstreet Boys in Memphis 2019. There you go. Backstreet's back. All right. I really think, even as a grown man, that might be a fun show.
Do you know, have they announced who's going to be with them?
Ooh, I haven't seen that.
It'll be really cool if it's another 90s-esque type, you know?
I know who it should be. I have the perfect one.
I do too. On the count of three, I want you to say it.
All right.
One, two, three.
Jessica
Britney
Simpson.
Spears. Oh. I thought you were going to say Britney
There's
Spears.
There's no way Britney's touring with him. Jessica might. Anyway, Backstreet Boys coming to Memphis.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hello, Monday morning.
Yes, good morning.
How's Monday feel?
It's good today.
I got about 4 hours of sleep last night.
I kind of was struggling as well.
What am I doing that for? It's so dumb.
I don't know.
It's like, golly, go to bed earlier.
It's hard to turn your brain off sometimes.
It is. And we finally wrapped up all of our painting.
Oh, like, good. You've been doing
house.
That for a minute.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Wow.
I told my wife, I'm like, hey, for the last 2 weeks, every moment that I haven't been working has been painting.
And what's crazy, I haven't seen any paint on you at all. Like when I paint, I think that I get it all over me and even try to, you know, scrub it off and I can't.
Oh, I do that because I'm like weird about it. I don't want people to know I've been painting. I'm embarrassed.
Oh.
Isn't that dumb?
Yes.
But here's what's even more ridiculous. I wore, because I don't want to ruin clothes, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like there's no sense in ruining clothes. So I wore the same clothes every day when I was painting.
I have paint clothes. I have like the same pair of sweatpants and a t-shirt that already has old paint on it that I wear.
Yeah, that's what I did too. But I wore it every day for the last 2 weeks.
Mm.
And I don't think I washed it once.
That's what that was.
That's kind of gross, isn't it, when
yes.
you think back on it? All right, so David's out today. He's going to be filling in for afternoons. So you can listen to David 3 until 7 today. David, he's going to bring the barrel with him. We're going to make fun of him while he's on the air.
Yes,
so that's kind of what we do.
Of course.
But I'm going to give Kelly the chance to be as funny as David.
You know what? I'll try.
All right. Can you be as funny as David?
I don't know. It's going to be tough.
It's all on you.
Yes.
Here
okay,
we go.
Thanks.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So there's this 37-year-old guy named Joseph. I'm going to call him Joe.
No, don't do the David thing. That why does he shorten every name?
And he broke into the zoo in Springfield, Missouri just last week. Well, a zookeeper saw him and confronted him, but Joe was prepared. He commanded the animals to attack the zookeeper for him. But unfortunately for him, the cheetahs were nearby and they ignored his commands. Well, the zookeeper called the police. They came and arrested old Joe. He fought against them and even tried to grab the cop's gun at one point.
No, he did.
Yeah. He was charged with disarming an officer, assault, and trespassing. But speaking of a zoo, did you hear about the guy that kept trying to call the zoo for hours and got no answer?
No. How'd that go? What'd he say?
Well, a zookeeper finally picked up the phone and apologized. Do you know what he said?
No. What did the zookeeper say?
I'm sorry. All of our lions are busy. Get it? Roar, no, lions.
Yeah. I get
lions.
It. There's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Luke Bryan is performing at the CMA Awards coming up on Wednesday. Everybody performs there, and Kelly and I get to go there.
I know. I'm so excited.
Yeah, we get to go. At least that's what we're going to tell David, who is going to start doing afternoons, at least temporarily here later on today.
And anytime David's not here, it is a time to use the phone to prank him in some way.
Yeah. So David is going to learn momentarily that Kelly and I have been told we can go to the CMA Awards.
All-inclusive trip.
So we've wanted to do this as a team for the last 3 years, but since David's going to be doing afternoons, he's not a part of the team.
Poor David.
That's how we start his Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Again, David's going to be on later today, 3 until 7 on K-Fine. I have one question for you, Kelly. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Monday, November the 12th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to our friend and the head coach of the A-State men's basketball program, Coach Mike Bellotto.
Happy birthday.
He'll actually be here later on this morning.
Oh, that'll be cool.
On his birthday.
Well.
So, I wonder how many paddlings you're going to have to give him later on this morning.
I'm going to let you go ahead and handle that.
Did you bring the paddle?
I didn't.
Dang.
Yeah.
Happy birthday goes out to Sydney Noblin of Alicia, 10 years old. Lance Reese of Jonesboro celebrates today. Charles May of Jonesboro. Chris Smith from Jonesboro. Wendy McFall, also from Jonesboro, celebrates today. Happy birthday, Will Stotts. Ruth Sarton has a birthday. And Anisha Coffin of Jonesboro is celebrating a birthday today as well. So happy birthday,
happy
Anisha.
Birthday.
And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Russell Westbrook, he's 30. Oklahoma City Thunder point guard. I have an issue with this name every time. Ariane Celeste. Now, I definitely know that my husband wouldn't have mispronounced her name.
No.
And I'm sure you wouldn't pronounce her name wrong as well, either.
Or Brittany Palmer.
Right. Well, it's not her birthday, Brandon. Well, anyway, she's 33. She's a UFC ring girl. Anne Hathaway is 36 today. Ryan Gosling is 38. Sammy Sosa is 50 today. Megan Mullally from Will & Grace, she's Karen, she's 60. Al Michaels is 74 today. And Omarion is 34 today. He was in a group called B2K
I remember him.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I had a previous life on the pop station.
You did, yes.
I remember the song called Bump, Bump, Bump.
All right.
That's exactly how I said it. Here is B2K with Diddy. It is Bump, Bump, Bump. That's how you spell. Baby, there is something that I need from you. Come on, baby, turn around and come see that sexy body go bump, bump, bump. I told you, that's how I say it. I'm a bump, bump, bump kind of guy.
Right.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Charles May, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It is a Monday morning. It is CMA week. We're excited about CMA week.
Yeah.
We're going to call David and tell him that Kelly and I get to go to the CMAs this week.
We don't, but he doesn't know that.
No, he doesn't have to know that.
Yeah.
Because we're going to tell him that our boss has finally agreed to send the morning show.
Right.
And since David's not going to be on the morning show this week.
Yeah, he can't go.
Not because it's this week.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just how it goes. Bad luck for David. So he's going to be on the radio 3 to 7 today.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be doing some fill-in work. So with him doing that, we're going to wake him up early.
Yeah, we
because
should.
Because doesn't everybody want to wake up even earlier than they have to on a Monday morning?
I think so.
I mean, I think so too. Country Music News.
K-Fine. Country Music News. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Blake Shelton received an award last night at the People's Choice Award. He received Country Artist of 2018. Yeah.
Congratulations.
So he wins the award. He's sitting at a table. And, of course, his girlfriend Gwen Stefani's with him. Well, beside him as well is Carson Daly. So not only did Gwen stand up and gave him a kiss in front of everyone on the cameras and everything, but she and Carson made a Blake sandwich. So Carson kind of like got into the love fest with Gwen, so it was kind of funny. So they made a Blake sandwich. But anyway, once that they untangled and he went up to the front, he was wearing a Remembrance of Veterans Day pin.
Oh, yeah.
And talked about he was wearing that in honor of his dad, who was a veteran. So he noted that. But congratulations to Blake Shelton.
Yeah, it's a big night for him. And somehow Gwen Stefani has aged in reverse.
She's a vampire.
Is it weird?
Yes.
Like, how's that even possible?
Yeah.
Hey, there's a new music video out today. Kelsea Ballerini has released the video to her song, Miss Me More. And the whole idea behind the song is, hey, you know, I thought I was going to miss you in this relationship because you're not here with me anymore. And then she says, but you know what I realized? I miss me more.
Love
the song's
it.
Good. The video features her in a boxing ring. Like she's showing aggression.
Yeah.
This is what it sounds like. And then we'll have the video up for you.
I miss my own beat. It's in my own snare drum. I miss me more. I miss is my own sheets in the bed I made up.
So, that's Kelsea Ballerini and the new song, Miss Me More. The video's up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
The Zac Brown Band has a new song out. Now, this is a little bit different. I can't wait for people to hear it. But it's called Someone I Used to Know. Here's what it sounds like.
Someone I used to know would stay.
Ready, y'all. It gets really fun.
To hear the full song, head to the BBITM blog on kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
The CMA Awards are coming up on Wednesday, and we get to go.
And we have begged for 3 years to be able to go as a show.
Right. Okay, the truth is we aren't going. But David doesn't
know
that.
I'd be way more excited.
So what we're going to do, David is actually going to be filling in for afternoons this week. So he'll be on the radio from 3 until 7. More than likely, he is still fast asleep. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking at this point, we call him and we tell him that the show, Brandon Baxter in the Morning, gets to go to the CMA Awards.
This is the kind of stuff I live for.
Because it's a lot.
To mess with David.
See if we can get him on the phone. There's probably... Oh, he might even have it on silent.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have to be to work, you know, until like 3. So,
hello.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's up?
Where are you?
I am currently in my room.
Well, maybe you should have come to work today. You know, we were going to start that afternoon thing next Monday.
Do what?
We were talking about starting the afternoon thing next Monday on the 19th, remember?
No, that's not true at all.
We said the 19th.
I heard him.
No, you didn't.
David.
That's not true.
It's not time this week.
Yes, it is time this week. Are you kidding me?
Maybe. But I do want to let you know something that's kind of cool. And you can talk about this afternoon.
I'm kind of freaking out.
Scott finally gave us permission to take the morning show to the CMA Awards this week.
This Wednesday.
Oh, that's awesome. So I get to go with y'all.
No, David, you're not on the morning show.
I've been on the morning show for 3 years and I can't go?
Well, no, because now you're doing afternoons this week. And that means the afternoon guy has to be here to do afternoon stuff.
Yeah.
That's just great. You know what? I think we can move afternoons to the 19th.
No, actually, it's supposed to be the 12th. Why are you awake so early if you don't have to work until 3 o'clock today?
I think I'm just so geared up to, like, getting up early. I was up at, like, 5 this morning. I still can't sleep.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I don't want to make you nervous or anything like that, but, you know, you will be in here by yourself.
There's a lot of weight on your shoulders today, David.
Yeah, it's the first time there's been much weight on you.
I realize the pressure. You don't have to make it any worse, okay?
Yeah, don't be nervous, though, because it's all about you today, and we're basically advertising the fact that it's going to be you by yourself.
We've announced it all day long, all morning long, and we're going to continue to announce it because we want you to do a good job and have a lot of support.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank y'all. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Right, and if you're not good today, don't let that scare you or anything.
Why are you telling me
Didn't you
that?
Say you were going to record it?
Like that if you're not good today. What is that supposed to mean?
I've already recorded it. I set it to record today, not already recorded.
No, that's
you DVR'd David.
Actually, we're going to sit together as a staff, and we're going to listen.
We're going to critique you.
In the room. All right.
That just sounds absolutely perfect.
All right, we got to go. We got to go to the CMA Awards. We'll see you.
Thanks. I'll see you later.
Yeah, you get to stay here. Bye.
Uh-huh.
David, the barrel boy, doing afternoons this week, 3 to 7. Jason Aldean's latest. This is Girl Like You, and it's on K-Fine. Good morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brandon. It's Kelly. David is off today. Well, off the morning show today.
Yeah.
He's going to be doing afternoons for a little bit, filling in there. So you can listen to David, the barrel boy, 3 to 7 today.
I'm going
to
make a special appearance back up here between 3 and 7 just to, like, stand in this window right here and make faces at him.
You know what you should do, legit? You should stop by with a van full of Joey Perry martial arts kids and have them all come into this
and
studio.
Bring them into shadow.
Anyway, so David's going to be on later on today. I noticed something this morning as I was leaving my neighborhood. And again, we wake up really, really early. My alarm goes off every day at 4:01. So we're out, and most people aren't driving around really early in the morning. But there was a house that was lit up like the Griswolds in my neighborhood, right?
Really?
And I look over, and I'm kind of like, there's no way they've already done this. But they have. One of my neighbors already has Christmas inflatables in his front yard. And the lights on the house.
I love it. They are ready to celebrate.
I feel that it's too early.
Do you?
I think he's at least 2 weeks early.
What if he had Thanksgiving floats in his yard?
I would like a Thanksgiving float. Like a big inflatable turkey. With orange and brown lights.
Yeah, some inflatable dressing.
Don't you think that would be more appropriate?
Maybe, but, you know, it is what it is. And if that's what they want to do and that's what they want to celebrate, so be it.
Now, here's the problem. As I mentioned this morning, and he's all in the festive mood on November the 12th. He is a former state trooper. So maybe you talk to him about this.
Maybe you shouldn't have brought it up. Doesn't he listen to the show?
He's been known to catch the show.
Oh, my goodness.
But this is kind of like just a thing like, hey, take those down. Right?
A public service announcement to ask your neighbor to take his lights down for what, a few more days?
Well, because what's going to happen is Kai's going to see that, and he's going to want to do that. And I've never stapled anything into my house.
Oh, so you're going to be the dad that doesn't do the lights right now.
But I remember, because I was traumatized as a kid. My mother hired somebody to come over and hang lights on our house, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember the staple gun going into the house over and over again. Mm-hmm. And I remember that my mother didn't hire the people to come back and take them off. So they stayed on the house.
Christmas year round.
I truly believe they might have been there maybe 3 years. And these aren't like the pretty colorful bulbs because my mother was kind of one of those, let's keep it simple. I like it like this.
Was it just the plain white?
No. And they were talking big bulbs. Not like, you know, like fluorescents or anything like that. But you know the fatter bulbs from back in the old days?
Yes.
What color is not a Christmas color?
Blue.
They were blue. Gigantic.
That is kind of traumatizing.
Blue bulbs that were up year round. That's why I think I need to have this talk with my neighbor. It is too early to have your decorations up, says the guy who had them up for at least 3 years straight.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Every Monday morning, we're joined on the phone by our buddy Eric Birch from Birch & Co. It's time for some Monday morning motivation. Good morning, Eric.
What's up, everyone?
How are you this morning?
Man, just doing amazing. And I want to start off, number one, to just say thank you, thank you, thank you to all the veterans that are listening. We wouldn't have the opportunities that we have each and every single day without all the men and women that have went over and served. And I know it was officially yesterday, but, of course, I didn't have a chance to just scream it and yell it to everybody that's out there. So thank you guys so much from the bottom of our hearts, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Monday mornings are always, to a lot of people, the hardest morning of the week to wake up and get motivated. And I talked to Eric here a second ago, and I'm like, hey, what's going on, man? He said, well, I already wrapped up my first meeting of the day. I'm like, wait a minute. You had a meeting before 8 o'clock in the morning? That's how motivated Eric Birch is.
Well, so like I said, though, we were out of town for a few days last week. Got a lot to do this week on the schedule. So let's start off. As we go in, we've talked about our goals and where we're going for 2019, what we've accomplished in 2018, but and I didn't cue you guys in on any of this stuff, so I'm sort of going to put you on the spot. But what two things that truly control your life? Give me just throw something out there.
Money,
food.
Okay, what else? Keep coming. Anything else?
Kids.
Job. The job controls everything.
Okay. So what? Because of what money you have in the bank, or the kids that you have, or the job that you have, what are some reasons you have, though? We're going to dig a little deeper.
What are some of the reasons that we have those obligations?
What
are some of the reasons you have that particular job? What are some of the reasons you have that particular amount of money in the bank? What are the reasons you went off and got married and had kids?
Maybe decisions that we've made in the past.
Okay, so past decisions, good.
Yeah, that's basically
Brandon, anything else.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Just the decisions that we've made, and we kind of get ourselves into these situations that then we have to live those situations. And you know, as far as the job, there's lots of jobs out there, but this is the one that I've been doing for a long time now.
Sure. So let's think about
like
this. Where it really digs into is, you know, why are you married today? Why are you working the job you're working today? Why do you have the number of kids that you have today? Why are you in the financial situation or position that you're in today, whether it's bad or good? It all falls back to your values and your beliefs, right? Because you think about this. You go, hey, look, you know, my mom and dad were married, so I just thought, you know, when you got older, you found somebody, you fall in love, you have kids, and you go to work. So, but that's based off of what? All of our values, right?
Sure, yeah.
That was sort of what was ingrained in us as a kid and just sort of how this all worked and sort of how life went. So if you think about some of your values and you think about some of your beliefs, and have you ever had a belief that you just thought, and you think back 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, maybe even 20 years ago, and you go, 20 years ago, I believed this. I stood on it no matter what came at me, no matter who argued with me, no matter who tried to prove me wrong. I was going to stand on that belief because I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that it was accurate. And over the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years, you've changed that belief. Can you think of one or two or three of those?
I think it was me pursuing the career that I tried at first, you know,
where
there was no way people were going to talk me out of that my whole life was going to be in professional wrestling. And then that changed. The curveball came, and all of a sudden, here comes radio, and the rest
That's
is
a
history.
Good one. Yeah.
Yeah. Or you even think about, I mean, growing up as a 14, 15, 16-year-old, did you think your parents knew anything?
No.
Oh, no, man. I thought I knew everything. They didn't know anything.
They didn't have a clue, did they? And what? When you get into your 25, your 30, your 35, your 40, you look back and you go, holy cow, right? My parents knew what they were talking about, at least most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Man, my grandfather was spot on with everything in life. I really believe that now. But back then I thought, oh, he's just too old. He doesn't understand.
Mm-hmm. So let's look at that. So digging deep again into your values and your beliefs. So what are some of the things that are going to hold you back? Again, as we're talking about our goals for 2019, getting ready for that, what are some of the beliefs that you have that are holding you back, what we call limiting beliefs? So, Brandon, do you have any limiting beliefs you can think of?
Things that are holding me back? I think a lot of times, you know, fear is what holds me back. Like, I think I should do this, but I don't know if I can, or what if it's bad, or what if it doesn't go right?
Confidence.
So that's it. So fear that holds you back. What, you know, I'm not smart enough, right?
Yeah.
Or I'm not strong enough, or I don't have enough money. I don't have the resources. So all those things at the end of the day are limiting beliefs. Because what? The knowledge is out there, right?
Sure. You can get the knowledge everywhere.
Knowledge is everywhere. It's at our fingertips. So, you know, anybody that says knowledge is power is crazy, you know, because knowledge is everywhere. We don't use it every single day. So, you know, that it's potential power, but until you put it to work, it does absolutely nothing for you. So, you know, the limiting belief that, well, hey, look, I just don't have enough money. How much money's in this world? Trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars?
Right, sure.
Right? So, you know, are you in a position, are you at that place where you're absorbing that, where you're bringing that to you, or you're actually pushing it away? So think about when you know, some of these limiting beliefs. I had a younger college kid come into my office last week before we went out of town, and he sat down with me and he said, Eric, I want to get into marketing. I've watched what you guys do, and I just, you know, just help me out, lead me and guide me, but I don't know how to get in any doors because what? What was his excuse?
He was too young? He didn't have the connections?
I'm young. Yeah. I have no connections. No, but everybody, when they look at me, they're going to say, you don't have any experience, you're too young, why would I hire you? So as long as he goes through life with those beliefs, how successful is that kid going to be?
Well, sure, he's limiting himself right off the bat.
He lost the job before he even walked in the door. And more than likely, what? He's not even going to walk in the door because he's already assumed, well, I'm too young, I don't have any experience, nobody's going to hire me.
Yep.
So what are the chances of him getting that job?
Very
not
slim.
Not very good.
And they're not good at all if you don't try.
Slim to none, because more than likely he's not even going to approach him, number one. Number two, if he does approach him, he's going to walk in with his head down, his shoulders folded in, no confidence. You know, he's not going to be able to sell anybody on anything because he doesn't even believe in it.
Yeah.
So just think about that as you go throughout this day, this week, this month, and the rest of this year. Again, we're going to hit some – we're going to come up with our goal strategy and everything by the end of this year, but I want everybody to sort of focus on what are the limiting beliefs that you have right now? What are the limiting beliefs that hold you back? You know, do you believe you can truly go out and make $1 million? You know, or do you think if anybody even thinks that way, they're just a selfish SOB?
Right.
You know, but I go, hold on, change the whole thought process. What if I said, I'm going to challenge you to go out and make $1 million, but then I want you to give it all away? Don't keep it for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, so just change up that thought process. So again, any thought that's running through your brain, any thought that little guy that sits on your shoulder and says, you can't, you're not able, you're not big enough, you're not strong enough, you're not smart enough, you haven't been in that industry long enough, you don't deserve it, your parents didn't do it, remember they said this, they said that. All of those limiting beliefs that you have, you've got to take them and just throw them out the window. It's literally the Dickinson effect. You know, where Charles Dickens thought, hey, if anything I do positive, somebody's going to burn me. You know, so what happened? The three ghosts came to him, the ghost of the past, the present, and the future, scared him to death, and he figured out real quick, hold on, that's not the case, and moved forward and changed his life.
Yeah.
So eliminate your limiting beliefs, because all they do is hold you back.
We should all think about that as we go throughout the day today. That's Eric Birch from Birch & Co. with your Monday Morning Motivation. Have a great week, Eric.
You guys have a blessed day.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Earlier this morning, we got to do a big happy birthday wish to our special guest in the studio right now. Happy birthday to Coach Mike Bellotto.
Thank you, everybody. It's tough to be 26. It really is.
Man.
Yeah. I know. 26 feels great.
You know what we should do since he's here? Do you think we should sing to him?
Oh, gosh.
Wait. Which song? The birthday song, or are you thinking of a song that he knows the translation for?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
I still think we should sing to him. It's his birthday, Kate.
Okay, yeah.
All right, ready?
Sure.
Don't let the world in outside. Don't let a moment go by. Nothing can stop us tonight.
Bellotto!
The rhythm take you so over. Dumb.
Bellotto!
Does that make you happy?
Hey, I'm really happy, yeah. Especially in my mind, I know the translation and it has nothing to do with my name, so that's actually pretty funny.
I'm going to start doing that when I go to basketball games on the microphone.
Right. You could have them play this song and the whole crowd could sing.
Bellotto!
Yeah.
The problem is it might distract our players, too. I was hoping to distract you, the team. Yeah. Our guys would turn around and be like, what the heck's going on? Turn
over. Why is he screaming?
Yeah, turn over.
We don't need to do that. So, first of all, happy birthday.
Thank you.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, guys. Much better now.
What's your birthday plan?
A win. A win. Yeah. That's my plan.
Is that the best birthday gift for a coach, is to win?
If you play on your birthday and it's, you know, you play actually on that day, the best thing you can do is just win a game.
Yeah.
And there's nothing, but I would like nothing else than that.
So, like, nothing else is going to happen today? No birthday celebrations, no cake, none of that stuff?
I've never had a birthday celebration.
Really?
Since I left high school.
Why?
But only because it seems like every time on my birthday, because it's November, the start of the season,
right,
we've either been on the road, you know, or we've traveled, even as a player, or been playing. So you can't really celebrate, you know, because the game's over late and you got to, you know. So I've just gotten used to my wife. I wake up in the morning, she's like, oh, by the way, hey, happy birthday. Good luck tonight, you know. You better win. I'm like, hey, thanks.
That's wild. So you just go off and do your day.
Yeah, just go off and do a regular day, which is just the way I like it.
So what does the regular day, first home game, it's a home opener, what does that day look like for Coach Bellotto?
Well, it's going to be – it's an early morning for us as a staff. You know, we try to prepare. We've been preparing for the last basically 48 hours to play this game, and we watch film. We'll come in and shoot around with the guys 2 o'clock. Pre-game meal at 3:30, then we'll get prepared for the game. But guys have class this morning. I mean, it's tough for these student athletes. They got to get up early in the morning, eat breakfast mandatory, 7 a.m. Then they got to go to class, you know, a couple hours a day, get their homework done. Yeah. They got projects to do, and then they got to come in and change their mindset and just kind of flip that switch and be ready to play. It's tough. You know, people don't understand how hard it is for these kids. So I admire these guys for doing what they do, but at the same time, they got to get ready too, you know?
It's weird because I don't think about them going out and having other stuff to do. Yeah. I think they just go play basketball.
Yeah. Right.
And that's what, you know, in the pros, when you're the pros, the greatest, you know, being a professional athlete is the greatest job in the world.
Oh,
you know, you wake up, you work out, you look good, and you go play a game and you get perform and you get paid. But these guys have to do that and also make sure they get their degree, which is really the most important thing. You know, so we can't lose focus of that either. And we've had all our guys graduate. All our three seniors are on track to graduate this year. All our guys are on track to graduate. So that's something extremely important for me, but it's hard.
So you mentioned breakfast. The team eats together breakfast too?
Yeah, we have a team breakfast every morning. And you know, we just do that really the real reason is to make sure they get food in their bodies because they burn so many calories during the day.
Right.
The real reason is because I want to make sure they all get up to go to class. You know what I mean? Like some get, so there's no excuse. Like if you're up at 7:30 to eat breakfast and you have a class at 8 and you go back to go to bed, that's one of the craziest things. So they all go to class, but you know you never know.
Well, sure.
I'm tired today, one day they miss a review. But our guys don't miss class.
So breakfast. What's the typical breakfast?
You know, it's in the cafeteria. I mean, our food on campus, Sodexo does a great job. You get all these options. They can make their own omelets. I mean, it's really cool.
Right.
So, and our kids get to eat, you know, they have their meal plan. They get to eat there all day. So they eat breakfast in the morning, and they get a pretty hefty, you know, good deal. And it's good for us. They eat there, you know, three meals a day.
That's awesome.
Mm. Yeah.
Coach Mike Velotto joins us in studio this morning. The A-State men's basketball home opener is tonight. Actually, the women play tonight as well, right?
Yeah, women play Memphis. I'm so excited for them. I watched them peaked in their practice the last couple days. It's been cool. Like, Coach Boyer's got them ready. I'm looking for these girls to come out and play really, really well. And it's cool that it's Memphis before us.
That is.
Yeah.
They play at 5:30?
Yep. 5:30, yep.
And then, so that's kind of wild, too, when you take two games back-to-back, the doubleheader event. Because does that change the way you guys have to operate because you can't get out there when you normally would?
That's great. It's a good point. A little bit. Because you usually shoot a little longer when it's just your game. You get about an hour. The guys can get out and do their deal. You know, headphones on, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But we really can't do that because the girls play. And, you know, it's 5:30, 7:30. We won't get started till 8. Because, you know, the girls finish 5:15, you get 30 minutes on the clock,
right?
Then introductions. So next thing you know, it's 8 o'clock. You start tip off, but hopefully it'll be 7:30, closer to 7:30. So the fans that are there to watch the girls game stick around. I'm glad that fans can get two games in one day.
Right. Let's talk about the team you're playing tonight.
Yeah.
What do you know about this team, and what are you preparing your guys for?
Well, Missouri Baptist is a really good team, Brandon. They're out of St. Louis. They're 3-0 coming in. They won 23 games last year. They were ranked nationally in their division. We did this schedule because we wanted it to be difficult for our guys early.
Right.
And this is going to be a really, really hard game. They got two really good post players, and they shoot a very, very high percentage from three. So you kind of got the inside-out attack. So we've been working really, really hard on our defense the last 48 hours. We didn't play the game we were nearly as good at playing on last Friday. So this is going to be a team that's going to come in and test us really well. But I hope our guys are prepared. I know our guys are prepared.
So how do you motivate a team after you go on the road? You don't have it turn out exactly the way you wanted it. You get back, and there's really no off time, right? You just have to get back in there and get on them, right?
We got off the plane in Memphis, drove to campus on Saturday, lifted as a team, practiced that night. Very, very grueling practice. Then we woke up the next morning, had workouts at 8, 9, and 10 with three groups, and then practiced in the afternoon. And then last night they watched film, and then today – you know, we'll basically practice at 2 o'clock, shoot around, and then we'll play. So, no, there's no time. I mean, to motivate them, the answer to that is if you're not motivated as a student athlete to represent university in a better way that you didn't do on Friday, only because of the way you performed, we have a problem. And I don't think this team has that. I think this team is ready to. I think they came in with a little bit of too much bravado.
Right.
I've been praising them all summer, and I love these kids. They're great kids and really good, talented. But sometimes you think you're a little bit better than you are, and you can walk in a gym and win. And unfortunately, Abilene Christian is a good team. People, I know people don't know their name, but they got three or four really good players,
right,
and two of them from Arkansas. So they had a little. We beat them last year. There was a lot of motivation. So our guys were not ready mentally. So this game, if they're not ready mentally from the practices we've had the last 2 days,
right,
and the way we perform, then I don't think we're going to see that tonight. I think we're going to see a team that's focused and ready to go.
Coach Mike Bellotto joins us in studio this morning. Is there extra pressure on yourself, knowing that this is the kind of, you know, for the people here, the home fans, this is the first look at the real big game. It's time to really play. Is there more pressure on you tonight?
You know, I always put pressure on myself. I don't see a difference between game by game or year by year. I just, you know, one of the things I learned from Coach Pitino is you always have to be walking on eggshells on how your team performs. It could be anybody. So I don't really change my mindset from one game to the next. It's just always dire win.
Right.
And it could be the first game of the season, or it could be the last game of the – I don't. It doesn't matter to me. I'm blinded by the fact that we're playing. That's all I know. I don't know who we're playing next. I mean, I know who we're playing next, and I know the schedule, but I don't know anything about them. I just concentrate on the game. So the pressure is always high for me, and I think that – the pressure will be high on the guys because they need to show the fans how hard they've worked this summer and what team they're going to see. And they owe it to the fans in this university to play well. So this game has a little bit more pressure, I think, for them because of the way we performed. But I think this team is ready for the challenge.
Coach Mike Bellotto and the A-State men's basketball program, the home opener, 7:30 tonight at First National Bank Arena. There's also something special going on where if the women win or if the guys win, there's a chance for some upgrades, right?
Yeah, must win Monday. So if either team wins, men's or women's, you can exchange the ticket for today for our next home game. Women's, it'll be the November 20th against Louisiana Tech. Ours is December 4th against Evansville. And you can trade in either one. So if you're at the women's game, you want to trade it for a men's ticket, come on. I think that's a pretty cool promotion. Cool. You know, you get really two games for one. So, I'm excited for that.
And then the poster promotion. We talked about this at the exhibition, the Scarlet and Black scrimmage that we did. But, man, the poster deal that's going on, and actually the first part is tonight, is really cool.
That is awesome. It's a great idea by our marketing guy, Phil. He put it together. And
hey, Phil!
Yeah, Phil's back here. Yeah, Phil. And, by the way, Phil showed up today at 8:03. He was supposed to be here at 8. So
he was late?
Yeah, we're going to run sprints in the parking lot.
Sweet, all right.
Anyway, we're going to run sprints out there.
He's back there shaking his head.
Your shoes. But, So it's a collector series. It's four different. One, the first one will be tonight, right, Phil? It'll be the first one will be tonight, and then you got December 4th, February 16th, and March 7th. So if you attend all those games, you'll get all four posters. You put them together and it makes one big collage kind of pic. It's really cool. You frame it.
Cool.
And I saw one. I mean, my wife wants to come to the home games to get the picture so she can put it in our house, and I said, you should be there anyway. Forget the posters. But it's a really cool deal. I saw the sketch, so I'm excited about that too.
Yeah, it looks awesome. Coach Mike Bellotto is in studio with us. It's his birthday, so if you're at First National Bank Arena tonight, we'll celebrate him. Get tickets at the box office today or astateredwolves.com/tickets, and we appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I painted all weekend. Mm-hmm. Kelly is a traveler. I believe she might be in a circus. I don't know why you're always on the road.
You know, I feel like it.
It's like you're always going somewhere.
We are.
A different city, a different hotel.
Yeah, and it sounds so, what's the word, lavish, but it's not like I'm traveling to, you know, big cities with, like, I don't know. I'm just going to martial arts tournaments.
Right.
And it's and not working like them.
You don't even really get to experience the city.
I don't even know what city we're in. I just drive, get there in the dark. I work all day and then it gets dark again and then we drive home.
You make this sound like so much fun.
Yeah, it is. But anyway, so this weekend we were in North Little Rock and we were at a tournament, had my kids with me. And so there was a kind of a lull and they were starving. They were starving.
And there's no food at the tournament. This is a non-eating tournament.
Well, there's food there, but it's like, you know, concession snack, you know, bananas, like little stuff like that.
Nachos. Well, do they have nachos?
Yeah, yeah.
Why didn't they eat nachos?
They wanted more.
Okay.
So I took my kids to Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A was the closest thing to us, so we went to Chick-fil-A. And it was one of those Chick-fil-A's that, you know, they're always busy because everyone loves them.
Yeah.
But it was one of those Chick-fil-A's, I don't know if you've ever been to one, but they had a double line.
Oh, man.
So around the building, so you get in line and you have no clue how you're going to get out because it's like this double line.
Yeah.
Okay? So we're in line and we're kind of listening to music and whatever. Well, this guy steps out of the building and he has on a manager shirt. You can tell he's an important guy. He has on a manager shirt.
It says manager.
Right. Well, he just looked the part.
Right.
Okay. And so I was like, I think I know him. And in my mind, I'm like, there's no way I do. We're in North Little Rock. And I look, and it is my sixth grade boyfriend from Abundant Life, the 1 year I went to a private school.
Shut up.
Yes.
What's he look like?
So exactly the same, actually. So
is he good
looking? I mean, he's fine. He's whatever.
Oh, he's fine. I used to say that too.
But
she's
I was friends with who his wife is now. They ended up being high school sweethearts. But anyway, so we played basketball together, a bunch of different stuff. And so
what else did you do?
Oh my gosh, nothing. Just
I
for the
thought
record,
there might be other sports.
Sixth grade, dude.
Softball.
Come on. Okay, so I just yelled out, and sometimes I get excited when I think I see someone I know and I'll yell out their name, and sometimes it's not them and then they don't turn around. But my kids were all in the back seat. They're all in the car. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I think I know him. And I rolled down the window, and of course Ella, my stepdaughter's like, oh my gosh, what is she doing?
This is so embarrassing.
Yeah, and I went, Seth McGee! Like that. And I said his first and last name.
Why did you just say it on the
radio? Okay. Someone can, he'll know.
Okay.
And so I said it, and he flipped around, and automatically he went, Kelly Proctor. We haven't seen each other. I'm 40 years old. This was sixth grade. I have not seen, because I left the school. I've not seen him since sixth grade. So he was like, oh my gosh. And it was busy, so we couldn't sit there and talk. So I get up to the guy, you know, because we're Facebook friends, you know, so I know his family and stuff. So I go through, and by the time I get to the line, I'm having to get a lot of food for different people, right? I'm getting so many nuggets.
Right.
So the guy, when I get to the guy that's taking my order, Seth comes out and he goes, hey, it's on me.
No way.
And pays for our lunch.
For everything?
He pays for everything. So when I tell the guy, I give the guy my order, this is the bad part.
What?
I felt horrible. It was $40.
At Chick-fil-A?
And he comped $40,
he comped. Or he paid for it.
I'm not sure. He did.
What if he paid out of his own pocket? Seth McGee's my best friend. I love Seth McGee.
Anyway, you keep saying his name over and over again.
Well, because you announced it.
Right. Anyway,
Seth McGee.
So anyway, and his wife's name's Michelle, and she's great. But so our meal got comped, so I'm leaving, and my kids are like, I can't believe this. You saw an old boyfriend and got your meal paid for. Yeah, how'd you even know? So they were just thought it was the funniest,
cool,
weirdest thing. So thank you to Seth McGee.
Seth McGee. Seth McGee and Kelly sitting in a tree.
Oh, come on, sixth grade.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So it's the holiday season, the toughest time of the year to diet.
Gosh, I know.
And of course, you start a diet right as we head to the holidays.
I'm on one.
Like, that makes no sense.
Congratulations to myself. Well, that's going to be a cheat day, but like a cheat day in moderation.
Right, but you say it's going to be a cheat day, but I don't know about you, but like there's leftovers.
Cheat days.
Yeah, the next day.
A cheat weekend.
Then there's a holiday party to go to, and everybody brings all kinds of great stuff. Have you ever been to a holiday party, or maybe, I don't know, even your family's, where they made something they were really proud of, and it wasn't very good? You can tell the truth.
I'm trying to think of one. I can't. Nothing comes to mind right now.
I kind of want to tell you something. But
you have one.
I don't know if I should.
Is it about me?
No, not at all.
Oh.
One of the first times my wife was going to meet members of my family, we were going home to Texas. And as we got to my grandparents' house, golly, I kind of gave it away. I had the vision, because they're right down the street from my favorite restaurant of all time, El Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I wanted Leslie to go to El Phoenix, her first day in Texas. Let's go to El Phoenix. And we got to the grandparents' house, and they had made some food for us because we had been driving, and they wanted to help us. So
aww.
I'm thinking El Phoenix. They're thinking El Hoso.
Oh, no.
And it was pot roast.
Which normally is really, really good.
Yeah, and this one...
Not so much.
Had been cooked for a minute.
It was a little dry. Okay, so it wasn't in the crock pot. It had been like baking
or
something.
It was in the oven, and it was a little bit difficult.
Gotcha.
And then there was a time we went to Leslie's grandfather's for like a holiday thing, and he got food out of the oven, but I didn't realize sometimes he just stored food in the oven because it wasn't warm. And the rice was like eating rice that hadn't been cooked.
Oh, goodness.
Here's the top things that people say when they don't like your food, okay? So know this if you hear this at your holiday party.
Great, because it's at my house this year.
Is it?
Yes.
If somebody says, oh, no, I'm saving room for dessert, That means they don't like your food.
Mm.
Or, hey, no, I love it, Kelly, but I had a big breakfast this morning. That's another one. Or, oh, I'd love to eat more of that, but I'm on a diet. Mm. Really, the code word is your food's no good. So know that as you head into the holiday season, the toughest time of the year to diet.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country Music News. K-Fine. Country Music News. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Last night, Blake Shelton received an award for the People's Choice Award for Country Artist 2018. So when he got the award, he was sitting at his table with his girlfriend, Gwen Stefani. So, of course, you know, she's going to get up and kiss him like they all do. But he got a little bit more than he bargained for. Carson Daly was also sitting with him, and which I think they worked together on The Voice.
Yeah.
But Carson gets up and kind of they give him this bear hug Blake sandwich thing. So really giving him lots of love. So it was kind of funny.
Right.
But he and Gwen did have a little chicken peck in front of everyone. So I thought that was sweet. Once he did get to the stage, he pointed out a pin that he was wearing, and it was in remembrance of Veterans Day, and he said, "I'm wearing this in honor of my dad, who was a veteran." So he noted, "Thank you to all the veterans out there."
There you go, Blake Shelton. Last night, a big night for him at the People's Choice Awards. Hey, check it out! Kelsey Ballerini's new video is out, and it features her boxing.
I love it.
So I like the idea that she, you know, she's ready to go. Bam! I guess girls sometimes want to hit things.
Do you know how good you feel after you hit like a bag? It's great.
So the deal on this is the whole song, Miss Me More, is about her going through the breakup. She thought she was going to miss the guy, but she realizes after the fact that she missed herself more because she lost herself in the relationship. This is what the song sounds like. Again, it's Kelsey Ballerini, and it's called Miss Me More. It's Kelsey Ballerini. The video is up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com. There's also a new song out from the Zac Brown Band.
Yeah, and it's so different, and I really like it. It's called Someone I Used to Know, and here's what it sounds like.
It's been a long time coming, couldn't keep on running, had to hit rock bottom to know.
So different for them. Mm-hmm.
When you keep on losing with the path you're choosing, and it's time to let go.
It sounds like the Chainsmokers are in there too, doesn't
it? That's exactly what I was thinking.
What do you think of it?
I kind of like it.
Okay, so it's very much different from the song that I remember the Zac Brown Band like debuting with.
Right.
And a little bit of chicken fried.
Whoa.
Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio.
Anyway, is that song up?
Yeah, to hear the full song, head to the BBITM blog on kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brandon. It's Kelly, David the Barrel Boy. He's going to be doing afternoons this week.
Yep.
Let's see if we can call him and see if he's ready. He's excited about the opportunity to kind of get out and do his thing. You know, because he feels like we've held him back.
Of course.
He wants to spread his wings and fly.
Hello?
Hey, is it true that you want to spread your wings and fly?
Sure.
If you were R. Kelly, what would you say?
I don't know.
David, what's his big song that has the word fly in it?
What is it called? I don't know.
I believe I can.
I believe I can fly. Okay, I'm not saying that because I'm in the middle of the cell building right now.
Oh, you're actually at work already?
Yes, I got here like an hour ago.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Good job.
Well,
we wanted to wish you good luck on your first day with the afternoon shift.
Well, I do appreciate it. I'm excited, kind of mapping everything out right now as we speak.
If there's anything that we can do to help you, please let us know right now.
I did want you to know I am taking off of Joey Perry Martial Arts today just to be here from 3 to 7 to make faces at you in the window.
Yes.
Just stare at me? Yeah, that's weird. And I know y'all wouldn't help me with anything anyway. If I said, hey, could you help me out with this? Oh, I'm busy. Sorry.
We've always been known as helpers.
That's one of my nicknames from when I was in school. I was known as the helper.
Hmm.
And in the yearbook...
Yeah, that one I fully don't believe.
In the yearbook, I was voted most likely to be helpful.
You're so dumb.
All right, so David's on 3-7 today. David, what's on TV tonight?
Here, hang on, let me look.
Completely not prepped. I knew it. I knew you weren't ready.
Gosh, David.
You've let me down.
You could probably tell us what's on football, what's on for football.
Oh, the 49ers are hosting the New York Giants tonight.
There you go.
Hey, Kelly told me a few minutes ago that she was going to talk about Monday Night Football with a D.
I guess because I was looking at Brandon and it just came out.
Yeah. So football's on tonight, Dancing with the Stars, The Voice. Kelsey Ballerini is going to be on The Voice.
Mm-hmm. Arrow, Magnum P.I. Is on at 7. Mm-hmm. Shut up, Brandon.
Hey, hey, David. Are you?
He's ready for you to come back.
Please come back. Paw Patrol tickets. Is it true you have those later on today?
Yes, I have Paw Patrol tickets. I'm still kind of gauging on where exactly I'll give them away, but I'm thinking sometime between 5 and 6.
All right, man. Good luck tonight. We'll be listening 3-7 tonight. David, the Barrel Boy on K-Fine. Bye, David.
All right, David.
Thanks, man.
I thought...
Hanging up. Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.